Thanks for calling customer support. This is Rosalyn speaking. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
Yes, the zip code is 30033.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
It was probably my wife who ordered it. Her name is Frances, last name Keasy, K-E-A-S-E-Y.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, I did find her account. And for security purposes, can you verify her full address, please?
Yes, 1380 Oak Grove Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30033.
Thank you. Now let's take a look. Okay, so it looks like she purchased the Vibe Watch and Vibe Pods on the 5th of March for $7.92. And what she did was sign up for a 14-day trial on this. She only paid for the shipping and handling at the time of the purchase, and that was the $7.90.
Tell me what it was she signed up for.
Okay, so it is a Vibe watch and Vibe pod. So this is like a fitness watch and earbuds.
A fitness watch.
Yeah, okay, so it has a sleep tracking technology, heart rate monitoring, things of that nature.
Okay. And the charge was $69.97?
Yes, that's what I was about to explain. Okay, so when she made this purchase, she only paid for shipping and handling, and that was the $7.92. The $18.94 was for the warranty on the pods and the watch. Okay, so after those 14 days had ended and she did not call back to cancel this account, they billed her the full amount for those products, and that is the $69.97. And this is a one-time charge.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to her. She's claimed she's never heard of you guys, et cetera, but obviously I'll see. So she should have received this watch, right?
Yes, sir. Let me see just to make sure it was delivered. Okay, so yes, it was delivered. It was delivered March the 8th.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
Okay, so there's no further charge on this, right?
No, sir. So after today, she won't be charged anything else.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
Okay.